Good morning, Ronnie. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us, what made you want to spend so much time exploring our country with a focus on hockey?
I've been fortunate to do quite a bit of traveling. Since I went freelance in 2016, I've been doing these, pandemic notwithstanding, long trips, two, three, 4 months long. And on one of these trips, it just sort of dawned on me that I'd seen more of the world in my own country. I hadn't been to Newfoundland, Labrador, the Maritimes, territories. And, I just thought, well, you know what? Why don't I come home and see my country the way I've seen a lot of the world? And I did an article for the Hockey News, just a quick road trip across the country, sticking to the Trans-Canada. It was in August, the worst month of the year for hockey.
Yes.
But I found so much that I thought, what if I did this bigger? What if I went to every province and territory? What if I took, instead of 3 weeks, take, as it turned out, 8 months? And, I've spent my life in the game. I've been on skates since I was two, played hockey since I was five, been in hockey media in one form or another for, going on 20 years now.
Okay.
So it just seemed like a good fit for me. And, I just really wanted to see where Canada and hockey intersected.
So where did you launch your voyage from?
It was sort of a figure eight. So I started in Toronto, where I live, and I sort of backdoored through Labrador up eastern Quebec and drove across the Trans-Labrador all the way to St. John's. And from there, I just headed east. And everywhere I could take a northern road, I would take it. Took the Mackenzie Highway up all the way to Northwest Territories through Alberta and did the Stewart-Cassiar Highway in northern BC.
That's quite a drive.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just kept going east, and every time there was a way to go far north, I took it and come back, go east again. So it was, I would come through when I did that loop through the Maritimes and come back to Toronto, took a little break over Christmas, and then went through the prairies up through the territories and finished in BC.
It sounds like you hit some very remote spots. But what stood out for you in particular from some of those northern communities?
I found that hockey in communities north of the Trans-Canada was really a lifestyle. Because just the size of the communities, they're so small, and the winters are longer, and they have one rink. And the rink in these communities, it's sort of like a centrifugal force. It just kind of brings in the community. Like, if it's just a kids' tournament, like one that pops out is Rankin Inlet in Nunavut. I just went there for a kids' tournament under 11, I think it was. And I swear, at least half the town was pouring through that arena over 2 days. And it's just these places, hockey is sort of a galvanizing force, and people live it in a way where, people love hockey across the country, but sometimes cities down south, it can sort of be more like a schedule slapped on a refrigerator.
Yes.
Rather than sort of a part of life where it really seems to be like that. Especially, I really found that in First Nations communities that I went to around James Bay. And
I guess it's sort of less of the hockey academy approach that we see in some of the major cities where people want to make it big.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And one really interesting thing I found in the James Bay community specifically, they told me that they have a different approach where the older players mentor the younger players. So rather than bring in a coach from outside, the older players mentor the younger players. They learn individual skills. And it's not till later that they learn sort of structure and all these sort of, passing plays and breakouts and all that kind of stuff. It's really an emphasis on creativity.
Are there any rinks that stood out for you, maybe surprised you because of how unique they were?
Well, one was Houseboat Bay Hockey Rink in Houseboat Bay, Northwest Territories. It's just this makeshift outdoor rink, Houseboat Bay within Yellowknife Bay, just on the community of Yellowknife. And there's this eclectic community of houseboaters that lives year-round in the bay. And every winter they get together, they shovel off a patch of the bay, and they just make this rink out of – it's about a third of the size of a regular rink, just out of plywood and 2x4s, and they use snow as boards. and
Houseboat Bay.
Houseboat Bay, yeah. It's really an interesting community of artists and environmental activists. And
did you play with them?
Yeah, well, yeah. It's just sort of there's kind of a league. They call it the Houseboat Hockey League, but it's more like games just kind of go on and people come and go. You can drive up, park, join a game, leave a game, watch a game. And it just kind of goes on sort of day or night, you know, under the northern lights. And it's kind of like hockey, like it might have been played 50 to 100 years ago. And it's just, you know, beautiful part of the country. That one really stands out for me. I was just kind of in awe. So
you share stories about this whole voyage throughout the book. And I understand at the end of it, you share a story about Kamloops.
Yeah, so I end the road trip in Vancouver, and when I was coming home to see my wife after many months on the road, I stopped in Kamloops where my parents live. My mother lives in a downtown condo, and my father is in a long-term care facility, Hamlet's at Westside. And the book is dedicated to my father because he brought me to the game, and he was the one, you know, I had a hockey dad, and he was the one who schlepped me to morning practices and everything, and games, and I just wanted to sort of pay tribute to him, and his dementia is quite advanced, so this was pretty much the last time I would see a hockey game with him, so I just took him to a Kamloops Blazers game and sort of wrote about my life in hockey and how he brought me to it, and I was lucky, you know, I didn't think we'd make it more than a period because his dementia is so advanced, he wanders, but we made it through the whole game, and it was just, yeah, it was... I really wanted to end that book that way and pay tribute to my father.
What was that like for you, sitting there throughout a whole game with him?
You know, it was wonderful and hard at the same time because, you know, to see your father decline is really difficult. But, you know, before his dementia got too far advanced, hockey was sort of this thing where we'd go to where he'd watch on TV and he would just be calm and quiet and he would... understand offside, icing, power play, penalty kill. You know, meanwhile at home, I'm pulling the Raisin Bran out of the refrigerator and, you know, he's leaving the house at night and the police bring him back. It was really bizarre, but it was wonderful at the same time. You know, you'd have this moment where I'd connect with my father despite this horrible disease. And, you know, the game went so perfect. And I just want to say there was a couple there, Alex and Stephanie Bell, who helped us out because I couldn't leave. I couldn't leave my father. And I had brought some blueberry muffins to feed him, keep him occupied. But he had ate them by the end of the first period. So Alex and Stephanie kept bringing me food keep him occupied. Just there are so many wonderful people in hockey. And despite every crazy hockey parent or something, there's just wonderful, wonderful people. And I couldn't thank Alex and Stephanie enough.
And what did you take away from this whole voyage about Canadians and their relationship to hockey?
You know, I don't want to say hockey is like the soul of Canada or anything like that. I don't want to spiritualize it. But hockey it's everywhere in the country. And I mean literally and metaphorically everywhere. It's in restaurants and restrooms. It's on our lakes, ponds. It's, you know, it's in our history, our currency, our stamps. It's in our music. It's just... it is literally everywhere, geographically and everywhere in our culture. And I think that's a wonderful thing. You don't need to be a hockey fan to appreciate hockey. And, you know, it was, yeah, I found that out through 30,000 miles and 8 months on the road. It was a wonderful trip.
Well, thank you for sharing it with us in your book and for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.